The United States says it is recognizing Libya's rebel transitional national council, declaring that the country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, no longer has any legitimate authority over the North African nation. On the line is Robert Powell, senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit in New York. Hi, Mr. Powell. What is your reaction to this announcement?
I'm not hugely shocked by it. Actually, the U.S. has been a little bit slow in recognizing the transitional council. The Germans, the French, the UAE, Qatar, and many other countries have already done this. So in many ways, it's something of a surprise that it's not already happened, in truth.
Does this indicate a stepping up of U.S. involvement in the nation?
In many ways, it is in response to a lack of other options. Given that there's very little military progress going on the ground, it appears that the U.S. is attempting to launch a diplomatic offensive to put pressure on Colonel Gaddafi and his government. But in reality, it won't mean a huge amount.
It does give a boost to the rebel side, though.
It does. And it could offer some economic opportunities, both in the direct form, now that the U.S. has recognized the rebels as a legitimate government within Libya. They will be able to, therefore, channel funds from the State Department and elsewhere to prop up their activities. But also, it would allow the U.S. to recognize oil exports that are coming out of the rebel-held areas, although there's a lot of security issues connected with that at the moment. But it does, you're right, it does raise a few possibilities economically and diplomatically for the rebels.